Hannibal Lecter did it. Magneto did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Magneto doing it was cool.
Yeah.
Plastic box.
You have to put him in a plastic prison because he can use his mind to control metal.
Did you?
You know what I don't understand is how like can Professor X do the same exact thing?
Yeah,
Professor X can do it with everything.
Right, right, right.
And he's like, this is my greatest foe. He's a guy that has the same powers.
With only metal.
Only metal, yeah. And he can't read minds or control people.
Damn. Professor X should have done way more shit.
Of course. He should make Magneto suck his dick, and then it's like, yeah, try to take over the world now. Why don't you have that memory in your head for the rest of your life? In fact, I'm going to control your mind so you have flashbacks every 20 minutes. Every time you start to think about taking over the fucking world, boom, there it is. Surprise. What, you're a line at Chevy's, you know? Just trying to get some chicken
nice,
tortilla soup.
Some nice
and then boom,
Tex-Mex.
There it is, my fucking cock all the way down your throat.
Was that
the
a subtext?
Magnet
was that they were getting together?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's like a subtext,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I just saw a movie with Peace Stew doing an American accent, but not, he was just making absolutely no effort to do an American accent. Have you seen Green Room?
I have.
Oh, people say that's good.
We watched it this weekend. It wasn't that scary, I'll say.
No, that's a great movie.
But it was cool. Yeah.
You're a dumb bitch if you think that's not a good movie, Adam.
I thought it was a good movie. I just didn't think it was scary.
What's his name? Jeremy Desaulnier?
It's the same crew that did like Blue Ruin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the director, Saulnier, something like that.
If Professor X could make Magneto suck his dick and shit, why couldn't he just walk?
Right.
Yeah. No, people have made that point. I mean, that's funny, but I've heard
he
that before.
He could fly, too. He wouldn't even have to walk.
Yeah. He also can't make his hair grow.
Yeah, what the fuck? He should have a beautiful wig.
That should be the first.
That's funny. It's like it's a future world where people can control everything, and there's absolutely no way we'll ever cure baldness. That will never be cured.
Damn, dude. I want plugs, dude. Mm-hmm.
And then Beast was supposed to be like what? Like Frasier if he wasn't gay?
Frasier, yeah.
Blue Frasier?
Yeah, they're like, Beast, listen, we can cure you, but you have to be a gay man in Seattle. Yeah, yeah, he's like, no!
I don't think I'll do that.
Was Beast... Wait, Beast in the first class and all those, he's like a guy sometimes and blue sometimes?
No, he's always blue.
But later on, he's always blue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, in first class. I think he turns blue.
He fucks up his experiment and he makes himself extra mutated.
Oh, it's from
an
experiment?
He just had fucked up little feet, little beast feet.
Yeah.
And then he becomes a beast full time because he fucks up.
And he has like a tail. Because
he was like
shit.
Icarus. He flew too close to the motherfucking sun trying to cure himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now he's blue as hell all the fucking time.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He could probably lay it down, though. He could probably lay some beastly pipe.
He fucks someone, I think, in, like, those prequels.
Yeah. I'm sure he could.
Are there any animals that have fur on their dicks?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Peacocks.
Peacocks don't have fur.